Friday. Did you sleep in on
Friday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch-up.
Yes, hello, catch-uppers, podcasterers. Welcome to the final catch-up.
Yes, it's the final one, the final of summer breakfast. Producer Grace?
Yes.
Nate?
Mm-hmm.
Let's not have a repeat of yesterday.
What happened yesterday again?
Spoke spiraled. About yeah, songs for 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Because you thought, yeah, let's not. Yeah, so let's concentrate what's on the show.
It's a waste of everybody's time, really,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
We'll get it right for the last one.
Yesterday's podcast is great, but just skip past the start.
Or don't. Maybe you're really into those songs.
Yeah, it could be.
No, we're spiraling, guys.
we're going back.
Look, the only thing that you need to know is that, Nath, round of applause, we did it.
Yeah, we got it.
It was a team effort. It was you, it was me, it was producer Grace. It was Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we wouldn't have went after Russell Coit unless Australia wanted us to.
Yeah.
And they wanted us to land a big fish, and we landed him. He is on the show. Russell Coit is on the podcast.
Now, if you want a little bit of an insight, I mean, you are going to hear the entire chat, but he did leave the country with a message. Shall we play the message for people?
Yeah.
Just a little teaser.
It's inspirational. Yeah. It may change your life.
It's so inspirational. When we play it, I'm going to have this underneath it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here we go. This is the message left for us by Russell Coit to the country.
I'm a legend. You're a legend. Link arms, Australia. We're all legends.
Oh.
For we are one.
Oh, here we go.
And we are many. Oh, yeah, whatever that song is. Is that the national anthem?
There you go. Inspiration from
yeah,
Russell.
Yeah, no, and he's right. The national anthem is rubbish. Just side note. Let's get a new one, guys.
Yeah, let's figure it out, you know.
Yeah, what about, you know what I think we should do? We should go around and we should all say our highlight of the 3 weeks. What do we love?
Oh, putting me on the spot. Somebody else go first.
All right. Nath?
I mean, obviously Russell Coit, but we can't choose Russell Coit.
Russell's, everyone loves him, but what else? What other things?
I think my favourite was when on New Year's Eve, because kissing and cuddling was banned, we asked people if they would like a radio kiss and radio cuddle, which was beautiful, which was nice.
Yeah.
It's COVID safe. And my favourite was Grace's kiss noise, which if you missed it, we'll get her to do it again.
You'll hear it on the podcast.
On this one?
Yeah, because it made the cows. It made our calls of the week.
It gets beeped out.
You hear the start of it.
Oh, do you?
You hear the, and then it goes to.
Well,
it's actually, I don't know if you remember, Nath. It wasn't the kiss that was a problem. The kiss was just a peck. It was the noise she made for a hug.
Oh.
So you hear the.
You don't hear the hug noise, though.
No, the hug was the thing that got.
Yeah, well, you asked me, you were like, that's just a peck, like you're kissing your grandma, like get more involved. And that's when it went downhill.
Well,
yeah.
Can you give it to us? Can you give us the hug noise?
I think lawyers said that.
Lawyers said we shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Similar
lawyer,
to
mate.
The noise I make when I'm at the gym.
Okay, and how's that go?
No.
Come on.
I can't do that.
But this is exclusive content that people can't get.
I think you got something real big in your hands.
Yeah.
So this, you want me to make my gym noise or my kiss noise?
No, your hug noise. We want your hug noise.
Hug noise.
Ready?
Okay, this is me
hugging. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, that's not the noise you
That wasn't sure. it. That was different.
But it is on another podcast.
Yeah,
you
it
go
is.
Back and listen
yeah.
to that one.
That wasn't it, though. It's so don't be disappointed.
No, it's much better. Mm. All right, well, that's your highlight, Nate.
Yeah, that was mine. Yeah.
Grace?
I really enjoyed all the gossip I did. I think there was.
Just ask her.
Yeah, all right, moving on. I enjoy any time we have your grandma on Linny.
Oh, Nanny Lynn, of course.
Yeah. And I just loved having you on the show. I love chatting about the marshmallow salad. I love finding out that all over Australia people have it. It's a different name for different people.
Yeah.
But they essentially are having the same thing.
She's obsessed with you, by the way, Nanny Lynn.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
How's Jimmy? How's it going? Can I do anything for him? Can I make him any food?
I'd give her a hug, if you know what I mean.
Mm. What would that sound like?
Mmm.
Grace?
Mmm.
Nate?
What's my grandmother?
No. I meant your hug noise.
You can hug your grandmother?
Yeah.
We're just hugging her? Oh.
Yeah, you don't make like we don't. We all made it. No, you don't make.
You don't make
hugs
noises.
Are silent.
The noise I made sounds like I just relieved myself in a swimming pool, doesn't it?
I don't know what noise you make.
Well,
I don't make a noise. I try to keep a straight face.
Mm. What when you hug?
No, when I'm in the pool and I'm doing a wee.
Oh yeah,
because I don't want people to know. I don't want to sit there in a pool full of people go. Ah.
He's wee. He's wee.
This is Summer Breakfast with Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, breathe it in, Australia. Smell it, taste it, feel it. That is Friday. You've made it officially a week into 2021. And, Jim, we are all in one piece. We have all made it in one piece for our final instalment of Jimmy and Nath for your summer brekkie.
Yeah, can't believe it. We've made 3 weeks. What an absolute nightmare it's been off air. But on air, geez, it's been some fun, haven't
we? I'll tell you what, you've got to put the work in, don't you, to make the final product good, Grace, which is what we've been working for.
Yeah, it's been a struggle, but we have gotten here, which is good. And look, it's been a joy.
Look, we've had so much fun. And again, if you've enjoyed listening to the show, you're welcome. And if you haven't, this is our last show, so it's all good.
No, if you haven't, you know what? You're also welcome, because change your mind. You know, we've got 3 hours to change your mind.
We also have 3 hours. This is our last show. Look, we've had an absolute ball hanging with you, Australia. Nathan and I have got to return to the island state of Tasmania.
Yeah.
Because that's where we do breakfast radio. If you do want to, keep listening and follow us, at Jimmy and Nathan on Instagram, Jimmy and Nathan, where
you get your podcast from. We're still going to be around. That's the thing.
Yeah, we're still doing things. Mm. But Nathan, as you said, we've got 3 hours to change people's mind who hates us. Challenge accepted. We also had 3 hours to get Russell Coit on the show.
Yeah. 3 hours.
Let's go. Yeah, look.
What's that, 180 minutes? Is that long?
Yeah, quick maths, good.
180 minutes to get Rusty.
Now you start being good at maths. You've had 3 weeks, you've done absolutely nothing.
It's just been a 3 week build up to moving out to do maths.
Look, I don't want to give too much away because I think coming up in the first half an hour of this show, we're going to have a little chat about Russ.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. I mean, I've been putting in some calls over the last couple of weeks to try and track him down with marginal success.
He was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here last night.
Yes.
Now, Nathan, I and producer Grace, you watched it last night.
Yeah, I didn't watch much of the show, but I did watch that.
Okay, well, yeah.
It's more than what we watch, mate.
Coming up just before 6:30, I've been thinking about it. I've heard some rumours. There's some whispers. I've been on the tweeters.
Mm-hmm.
I've opened the newspapers this morning. I don't want to say too much, but before 6:30, I may have a little update regarding Russell Coit and this very show.
Oh, I've got goosebumps if you're going to start the show with that. This is good. See, we're starting the show with some positivity, which is good. Yeah, it may be a big letdown.
It only took 3 weeks to get there.
Katy Perry. Snoop Doggy Dog, California Girls, around Australia for your summer brekkie. Jimmy and Nath on hit for the final instalment. Happy Friday, guys.
Nath, you and I were just saying, we didn't realise California Girls, Katy Perry spells it G-U-R-L-S. Yeah. Did you know that, producer Grace?
I did, yes. I did a dance to that song when I went and danced in California, believe it or not, and at Disneyland.
Doing all right, aren't you?
So you were a California girl.
Well, I was an Australian girl dancing in California.
Oh, an Australian girl dancing in California.
That's not as catchy, though, is it? Australian girl dancing in California.
Whoa. Or it'd be an Aussie gal, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Gal. It'd be G-A-L.
G-A-L.
Yeah.
And then a California girl.
Girl. Nice. 1 in 10 Australians, 1 in 10, has a severe addiction to their mobile phone.
Ring, ring.
Hello?
Mate, turn that off.
Sorry, no, you're right.
You know we're doing the show.
On silent. There you go.
Ring, ring.
Hello, Jimmy speaking.
Do you know how to turn it off, mate?
No.
Just don't answer it.
No, because I'm addicted to it.
Ring, stop. Ring.
I can't turn it
Grace,
off.
Grace, take it off him. Otherwise, it'll
Jimmy,
just keep ringing.
Give me your phone. Thank you.
Ring, ring.
And put it on silent while you're doing it.
Don't actually go in there, Grace. There's some
I just want to have a look.
Photos. You had a look this morning, didn't you?
Mm.
Showing Grace my burn. If you haven't seen that, Jimmy and Nathan, I'm very burnt.
And
I was, you got to pull your pants down to show the burn.
Well, you don't have to.
No, well, I mean.
Yeah, you truly don't have to pull it down as far as you did.
You definitely don't have to, but you
know
chose
what?
To.
No, you're right. It's probably my fault.
Mm.
There's,
you didn't have to send me the photo, mate. That was, it's full. You definitely didn't have to pull them down that far.
It's big and red. Choot, choot, chugga, chugga, big red.
Mm.
Can you give me a beep sound effect?
No.
Where are we? Oh, yeah. 1 in 10 Australians have a severe addiction to their mobile phone and has a phobia of being without it. Monash University down in Melbourne, they have found that 99.2, that is high, percent of people have some level of nomophobia.
Nomophobia?
Do you know what nomophobia is, Nath?
Like no phone phobia?
The fear of being without a device or mobile phone.
Because it sounds like, no, my phone beer.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I thought that.
Yeah. So how do you go? Well, that's not your space.
I'm sure that's not how they came up with the name. There'd be some scientific reason.
No. If you let me read on. Yeah, definitely it.
Oh,
yeah,
it is.
Oh, no, my phobia. Well, that's 99.2% of people. So that's basically That's basically everyone.
That's pretty much everybody.
Do you guys think you're a little addicted to your phones?
Oh, 100%.
100%. Absolutely. Every Sunday when my weekly phone report comes in, I go, God, what do I do with my life?
Oh, it's horrible, isn't it? It's like getting your school report, but every day, you know, being told that you're not paying or you're paying too much attention.
What do you think you're addicted to most on your phones? Nath, I'll go you first.
Instagram and email.
Instagram and email?
Yeah, I reckon. Instagram and email, constantly.
Is that because you want to, or email's a work thing and Instagram you want to?
I think it's become a habit now. I honestly think it's become a habit. You know, it's now, if I've got nothing to do, I'm not even doing anything. I'm just looking at Instagram.
I'm going to give you a hot tip in a sec, but Producer Grace, what do you think you're addicted to?
Probably
in your phone?
Twitter and Google Maps. I cannot get anywhere without Google Maps.
Sorry, I just imagine you sitting at home opening Google Maps.
I'm going, oh, quick, how far is this? What if I add a destination to my trip?
No, the hot tip is...
You're certainly not addicted to texts because people aren't texting someone who's doing that.
Yeah. No, they're not.
Do you guys know that you can walk between here and here? It'll take 15 minutes. Nath, this is our last show. We've been on for 3 weeks and we promised the good people of Australia, Russell Coit. All Aussie adventures. Now, we didn't know this. Producer Grace, you back me up here because no one trusts Nathan and I, but people apparently trust you and like you. We did not know that Russell Coit was going to be on I'm a Celebrity last night.
We had no idea. We were completely blindsided. We were like, they're stealing our gear. But,
zero
I mean,
idea.
That's okay.
Jimmy and I were driving a Golf yesterday. Yeah, we're doing all right.
9:30.
Yeah. No, 9:30 on the second, mate. And we drove past a billboard, and that's how we figured it out, because there was one of those rotating billboards that said, I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here, Russell Coit on the show tonight.
I mean, I don't know. It wasn't rotating.
Wasn't it a rotating one?
No, it was just one of those digital ones.
Oh, no, they changed.
Oh, I thought you meant like a Lazy Susan. Like, I've never seen a billboard.
I've never seen one of those, but what a great idea.
Yeah, patent pending. That's Jimmy Nasing. So, yeah, he was on I'm a Celebrity last night. Now, Grace, you watched it. I saw it this morning, a little recap. He was on there for like a minute and a half.
Yeah, about 2 minutes. It was also the first little bit of Russell Coit I'd ever watched, because I haven't been across the show before this. Interesting.
We've been through this.
You know, he's our big fish.
Sorry. Nate's going to get to some calls. I've got to set up a whole thing, and you thought it's a good time to throw in.
You asked me for my thoughts on
this. You started to be blasphemous, have you?
Yeah.
For our big fish that we're trying to get on the show.
No, don't make me kick you out. I've kicked you out of the studio once this week. Look, Nate, I've been on the socials this morning. People are pissed off because Channel 10's basically been like, we got Russell Coit, and it was 2 minutes at the end of the show. It was a pre-recorded segment.
Yeah, people had to sit through the whole show.
Yeah. Now, I've heard some rumors this morning. I can't say who they're from, but I have heard some rumors. I've been on the Daily Mail. I've opened the newspaper, and potentially Russell Coit only gave them 2 minutes at the end of the show because he is preparing himself for a radio interview this morning, and he's willing to give around 10 minutes of his time to his two favorite radio hosts.
I don't believe you.
Now, that's a rumor I'm hearing. I don't know if that's true or not. So I'm just hearing that. He went, I'm a celebrity. Jimmy and Nath.
That's a huge rumor. I'm surprised they've done an article about that.
Don't go there, they haven't. But I've heard some rumors. So we'll keep you updated in Australia. Right. I promised at the end of yesterday's show, Jim will do everything in his power to get Russell Coit on the show this morning. But Nath, look, round of applause for yourself, mate, because you've been busy this week. You were basically ruling out places where he's been.
Well, that was the thing. I know we were a bit down on confidence. We didn't think we were going to get him. We still don't know if we're going to get him or not. So what I tried to do was ring around.
No, mate, there's rumors.
A few rumors. Just don't look for them.
Me texting myself.
Around the country, I've been putting in some phone calls to places where Russell Coit may or may not be, just to see if we can kind of enlist some help, some armies to try and find and be on the lookout for him if they hadn't already.
I've given you a round of applause, and I do appreciate you making the calls, but no one was looking for him.
No. No, they absolutely were.
If you went, Jim, I ruled out some places, I'd be like, yeah, mate. But you kept saying, everyone's on the hunt. You're about to hear, no one's on the lookout.
I've heard some rumours that people have been on the lookout for Russell Coit.
Worst thing I ever did was told you that.
All right. The three people that I did call was Barbara from the Daintree Rainforest Tourist Centre to see if Russell Coit had been around there. Also called Port Macquarie Workwear, known for selling their Akubras, just to see if Russell had been in to buy an Akubra recently. And then the last people were Hopi Sheep Shearing, Aaron Hope from Hopi Sheep Shearing, because we know there was a famous episode in season one of All Aussie Adventures where Russell did go sheep shearing. We have played these throughout the week, but here are the calls that I made throughout the last couple of weeks to see if we could track down Russell Coit. Just wondering to just to see if he was appearing around the Daintree Rainforest, because he does enjoy the forest a little bit.
Well, as long as the place is to hide in here, you'd never find him.
Yeah. Right, so he could be hidden around the Daintree somewhere.
Oh, yes. It's mostly unsettled.
Rick, send out a search party. Where is he?
You'd never find him.
We've been told that you're one of the best Akubra selling places going round, and we were just wondering, because we know he does wear Akubras, you haven't seen him in store or had an email contact or anything from him ordering any Akubras lately?
No, sorry.
Emily. Has he ever been in contact with you guys?
Has he been in the store?
Yeah, has he been in the store?
No, sorry.
In your 20 years, have you ever come across Mr. Russell Coit?
No, never.
Damn, Aaron, I really thought we were onto a winner. Oh, I thought we were on a winner. I mean, you know what he looks like. Obviously, he's got the Akubra. Never come across anybody that kind of looks like him?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
That'll do. That, roughly how long ago do you reckon?
Probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's a bit outside the catchment. I was hoping 4 or 5 days, but...
yeah, right.
There you go. My spies out there, Aaron, Emily and Barb. I'm on a group message with them now. Still just, no update.
Just want to recap that. First call, you'll never find him. Mm. Second call, nope, sorry. And the third call, no, never.
Mm. Yeah, but you cut off the bit where they said, but we'll keep an eye out.
Just quickly, Nathan, I want to do something. It is our last time chatting to all of Australia. We've had an absolute ball. We've had so much fun, haven't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Producer Grace, you had a good time?
It's been the most fun.
Yeah. And look, we're going to go back. For those who don't know, we do Breakfast Radio in Hobart. Shout out to all our Hobart, Tassie listeners, fans, friends.
Oh, great people. The Apple Isle.
We're going to have 2 weeks off and then we'll be back home. So can't wait to chat to all you guys, because... Hobart, Tassie's been busy. Well, there's a lot of news down there. I'm sorry we haven't been able to cover it all. But look, it is our last time chatting to Australia. And I wanted to take that opportunity just to have one sort of last chat and just say, hey, look, don't be too hard on yourselves. If there was something that I did over the last 12 months, it was really beat myself up for a couple of bad decisions. Also, probably not getting the help that I needed. And look, it doesn't help if you're, if you're being sad for being sad or getting angry for being angry or, you know, compounding how you feel. And look, again, I'll smash this number a few times. Lifeline's always there, 13, 11, 14. And if you are struggling, just get some help, look after yourself. Because one thing I've also learned is that if you're not looking after yourself, you're also not looking after your friends and your family. Because I'll be honest. I haven't been the best friend. I haven't been the best partner. Haven't been the best radio co-host for you, Grace, or you, Nath. And that's just because I wasn't looking after myself, because, you know, I was convincing myself that I'm fine or I'll figure it out, or, you know, I'm a big, strong, dumb man. I am a dumb man. No, that part.
Yeah, we can work on your upper body.
Yeah, that part's true, isn't it, producer?
It is,
yeah,
yes.
No, but look, I haven't been strong, and it's okay. And look, I'll be honest, I'm jumping on a we're stuck in Sydney at the moment. We're not back in Hobart, but my GP, I'm jumping on a call with him after the show, you know, to chat about my mental health plan. Again, 13, 11, 14 for Lifeline, and, you know, it's okay to not be okay. I know that's a cliche and we smash home a lot, but that's true. And, you know, if you get yourself help, you're not just helping yourself, but you're helping others as well. And I think that is a really, you know, important message that I just want to get out again. Don't beat yourself up. If you're not doing okay, it's all right. Nothing in this world is permanent. So however you're feeling right now, things will change. So again, if I can leave you with one message, Australia, it's that I absolutely love you. Look after yourself. And again, if you need them, Lifeline, 13, 11, 14. Yeah, it's Summer Breakfast, and this is our last show. I'm sorry, Australia. Nathan, I and producer Grace are leaving you.
Hopefully not forever.
No, we'd love to come back and fill in again if the bosses will have us. Mm-hmm. If you do want to follow our adventures, head to @JimmyandNath. And while you're there, go to our Instagram story, because there's a little poll I want you to vote in.
We're so coyed up, got us feeling him coyed up. We don't know where he is, but we want him, yeah, we're wishing. We're so coyed up.
Russell.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we want you, Russell Coit. We have an hour and a half of the show left and we still don't have him after 3 weeks. Now,
it's not looking good, is it?
The poll I want you to vote in, Australia, that is on our Instagram story, @JimmyandNath, is a simple question. Mm. It's, do you think we'll get Russell Coit on the show?
Is this a pure confidence booster thing? Because what if people are saying no?
Well, I'm going to give you the results.
Okay.
Because I put this up last night. So currently, 1,211 people have voted.
Mm-hmm.
66% of people, yes.
Oh, we've got Australia's backing.
They're backing us in. They reckon we can get him.
They obviously haven't been here in the last 2.5 weeks and how non-close we are.
There's a lot of people on Instagram who don't listen to the show. So, look, the other thing, though, everyone was messaging us last night, and look, we appreciate it, is that Russell Coit was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
And this surprised us because we had no idea.
No idea that this was happening. Now, he was at the end of the show for about 2 minutes, and it was pre-recorded.
Yeah.
It was not live. Now, apparently, I'm hearing some rumours, Nath, that he only gave I'm a Celebrity 2 minutes because he wanted to give a radio show 10 minutes,
now,
a bit longer.
You've been mentioning these rumours for a couple of hours now. I don't know where you've got them from.
Oh, Daily Mail, Sydney Morning Herald.
Yeah, see, I've tried to look and I haven't found them anywhere.
The Gundawindi Argus.
Now that is reliable source, if the Argus is doing it.
I think that only comes out every fortnight on a Wednesday now. I'm hearing some rumours that he's saving himself for us. That's what I'm hearing. And that he will call through at some point this morning.
Okay.
That is what I'm hearing. So I don't know when he'll call through, but it's...
Does he know that 131060, Russ, if you...
Well, no, there is a... Or we can't say, but there's a direct studio line. You know, there is.
Yeah, there is. No, there is, yeah.
Which we can't say. So that's for emergencies and for certain people to call through. It's a different number. Apparently he has that. Apparently he's going to call through. I don't get
my hopes up. You do this.
Yeah, 66% of Australia thinks that we can get him on the show. Apparently, yeah, he was like, I'm a celebrity.
Just because Australia think we're going to get him doesn't mean we're going to get him.
No, mate, I need some positivity from you. So
I know, but put up a post saying, will we find $1 million today? And if it's 66% and we find $1 million, then maybe we'll get Russell Coit.
Sounds like you want $1 million more than Russell Coit.
Absolutely.
An everyday person who answered the call and stood above the rest by saying something outrageous on the radio. It's Jimmy and Nate's Caller of the Week.
Yes, now this is something, if you're just listening for the first time. Now, we haven't done this for the 3 weeks we've been filling on over Australia.
No, we haven't.
But this is something we do on our radio show back in Hobart all the time. We just do a caller of the week, our cow.
It's our favourite thing we do.
It's our favourite thing we do. So we just reward the good people who've called the show. Now, you don't go home empty-handed. You get yourself, get this, a limited edition pair of Jimmy and Nath Budgie Smugglers.
These are exclusive. You can't get them anywhere else.
Or Smuglets.
Yep.
Now, if you do want to see the Smugglers, there's actually a photo of me wearing them on our Instagram story at the moment, at Jimmy and Nath. I'm a bit sunburnt. Apologies. I'm an idiot and forgot to wear sunscreen. But that's what they look like. And Nath, we put together, well, producer Grace has, well done, Grace. You put together a list of some of our best callers of the last 3 weeks.
And we've had some good, it was hard to narrow it down to just a couple.
Yeah, look, we do want to apologise. We can't get everyone in there. But these are our nominees for caller of the last 3 weeks.
It's almost time for us to wrap up Summer Breakfast with Jimmy and Nath. But before we do that, it's time to listen back to some of Jimmy and Nath's favourite cows.
I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cow.
Yep, callers of the week. That makes more sense. Jimmy was very lucky to be invited over to spend Christmas with Nath's nan.
It's Nath's nan!
Nanny! Welcome, Nanny. You there?
Oh, good morning, Australia.
But while he was there, he was a bit taken aback at one of the things served up. Marshmallow salad.
It's just a large can of pineapple pizzas, a can of mandarin pizzas, about a quarter of a cup of toasted coconut, and 1.5 cups sour cream and you just mix it all together.
That sounds different. So Jimmy wanted to find out if anyone else had had it as well.
Erin, marshmallow salad, you ever had one before?
Yes, we also put lettuce leaves around the side of it, so it, like, we put it inside the lettuce leaves.
Oh, to make it look more like a salad, it's genius!
After eating all of that, they were very keen to lose some weight in the new year, and we're talking New Year's resolutions. Grace had a really good one.
One very close to producer Grace, which is quit smoking.
I do not smoke.
That's the attitude.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's what you need.
Good on you, Grace.
Australia, I don't do that.
And then Anil called up and shared with the boys his plans for the new year.
I want to stop eating chocolates.
You want to stop eating chocolates. It's a good one.
And almost immediately, the guys found a loophole.
Anil, you've got roughly 16 hours to get as much chocolate in your body as possible.
I'm thinking I'm going to buy a few and have it, you know?
Oh, mate, don't buy a few.
Save some room for later.
Do buddy, do.
Given the state of the world due to COVID-19, Jimmy and Nath decided very selflessly to try and help everyone out for their New Year's Eve kiss.
We want to give out some COVID-safe radio kisses and cuddles.
What a nice idea. It's such a shame it got weird almost immediately.
Should we, all three of us, give a kiss and a cuddle just so people know what they're getting?
You took the words right out of my mouth, Jim.
My kiss is like, and then a hug would be a,
Oh, that's nice. What about you, Grace?
All right, a kiss from me would be like...
Full disclosure, our lawyers have told us we're not allowed to play what happened next.
I really wish I didn't do that.
Undeterred, Tim called up.
Would you like a kiss or a cuddle?
I'd like it all.
How was that, Tim?
Oh, goosebumps.
Please don't. In a segment that often goes wrong, Jimmy and Nath attempt to say someone's name after only being told how it's spelled.
Have you got a hard name to say?
Jonah, what name are we trying to say today?
My last name.
How do you spell it, Shanna?
B-O-B.
Yep.
E-L-D-Y-K.
Oh, wow. All right. There are some letters that aren't normally together in that name.
We're going to go
bobble.
No.
Okay.
Jimmy and Nath are huge fans of the Aussie Outback legend Russell Coit and have been trying to get him on the show for ages. We're so coit up. They failed. So instead, they decided they just wanted someone called Russell to call up. And then this happened.
Welcome to the show, Russell from Orange. Hello, Russ. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. I am Step Brothers with Russell Coit.
I don't believe you.
Done a little bit of testing and it come back with Russell Coit.
That's what it said on Ancestry.com or something. It came back and goes, you're not going to believe it, Russell from Orange. Russell Coit is your stepbrother.
Yep.
I'll take it! Yeah. Three fantastic weeks, Australia. Take a bow, pat yourself on the back. Fantastic.
Can't believe we got Russell Coit's brother-in-law? Russell Coit's
stepbrother.
Stepbrother.
Sorry, yeah.
Also named Russell.
Also named Russell.
Who would have thought? From Orange.
Look, Nath, a special shout-out to Timmy Hammond.
Oh, the big hammer.
Hughie and Ed's audio guy and helped us out by putting that together. So, Timmy, you're an absolute legend for doing that, mate. We really appreciate it. One thing I didn't appreciate, though, is you said we failed at getting Russell Coit. We haven't failed yet.
We've still got 1 hour, 13 minutes.
Yeah, we've still got a bit of time. And also, Grace, I just want you to know as well that you've got Nathan and I's full support to stop smoking.
Okay, I do not smoke. Just
that's the attitude,
for the record,
Nath, isn't it?
For the record, yeah. Do not smoke.
And you haven't in 2021. I'm happy for you to keep that.
Yeah. You haven't this year, and that's 8 days in, no ciggies.
I know well you've done, started mate. Vaping, and that's fine. It's just it's
I
a step.
Started vaping.
I'm not happy that she's vaping, but
yeah,
we
but
can
it's
discuss
a step in the right direction.
You're right. It's not cigarettes. But look, Nath, you know what? If you don't mind, I reckon let's just take a quick break. Let's have a think as a team about who should be our caller of the last 3 weeks.
Absolutely. Well, I know someone who needs a quick break.
Oh, she's already got the vape out.
This is Summer Breakfast with Jimmy and Nath on HITS.
The only place to get that Friday feeling.
HITS.
HITS. R&B Fridays.
The R&B hits you can sing along to. Is that good?
Now.
Get that feeling.
That R&B Fridays feeling all summer long.
This morning from 9
on HITS.
This summer, give your breakfast a healthy twist with fresh ideas from Woolworths, like homemade breakfast smoothies with delicious Australian yellow or white nectarines, now only $3.50 a kilo. For more fresh ideas, visit woolworths.com.au.
Hello, Tasmania. Cripps Ambassador here with some exciting news. Drumroll, please. Thank you. Cripps has become the first large bread maker in the world to use cardboard bread tags. 100% recycled and recyclable, like my jokes. They'll help reduce plastic waste in this beautiful nation. Cripps is committed to the Tasmanian environment, so every bit helps. When you're next buying bread, support Tassie. Buy Cripps.
Hello?
Hello, have I got the heat pump shop?
Yes, madam, you certainly have. And we are back and open for 2021.
How can we help you today?
Well, my husband Neville, so tired. He only breathes in. Can you slip round while he's away fishing for a couple of days? I'd love one of those Daikin heat pumps I've been hearing so much about.
That's easy, madam. And by the time Neville's back with a couple of flatties, you'll both be tickety-boo enjoying your brand new Daikin.
How lovely. Now I'll be comfy no matter the weather.
Just hop on the internet thingy for your new install or service by logging on to heatpump.com.au.
New year, new room. Euphoria Furniture are celebrating 2021 with great deals on top brands like Lazy Boy, Stressless, Moran and Sleepmaker. Update your style for the new year with high-quality imported Australian and Tasmanian-made furniture, bedding, mattresses and accessories at amazing prices. All with free metropolitan delivery. The New Year Sale, on now at Euphoria Furniture. Open 7 days at 35 Letitia Street, North Hobart. At Euphoria.
Life moves pretty fast, right? And sometimes, well, your cash just can't keep up. So why wait till payday? MyPayNow lets you take control of your money and access your wage early, like right now. Download the MyPayNow app. Once approved, your money hits your bank account instantly. How's that for a game changer? Go on, grab your phone and go to mypaynow.com.au. MyPayNow, your pay today.
Terms and conditions apply.
It's a year of new things, so why not find a new you at Anytime Fitness? Try us for free with 5 clean and safe Anytime Fitness clubs around Hobart. Make healthy happen today at anytimefitness.com.au.
Hold your horses for the Schweppes Tasmanian Derby Day, Friday the 5th of February. Experience the excitement of the lawn and the Crown Lager bar and deck with your general admission ticket. There's the official Derby Day dinner, the Little Bee Family Day with loads of fun and free activities for the kids, and the Salters Hire Junior Fashions on the field. The Schweppes Tasmanian Derby Day has something for everyone. Magnificent thoroughbred horses, fashion, fun, food and entertainment. Tickets at trchobart.com.au.
New mini hotcakes with Nutella have arrived at Macca's. Our famous hotcakes made mini with a delicious layer of creamy Nutella. Try them today and flavour your summer with Macca's. Available for a limited time only.
Make the most of summer with the McCafe flavoured iced coffee range. Drive through to McCafe today.
Get that summer feeling.
Get that summer feeling.
This is HIT.
No one else could get up this early, except for these two. Cue the violins. It's Summer Breakfast with Jimmy and Nate on HIT.
Friday morning.
We've had that for 3 weeks. Everyone can get up early. It's not us. We're not, yeah.
Absolutely.
There's been no complaining from us whatsoever. I have no idea
special.
What that is. Yeah. No one can get up that, yeah.
In fact, there are people who probably haven't even gone to sleep. No. Frontline workers working through the night.
Yeah.
We're certainly not whinging.
Mum is a nurse. Mm. My dad's delivering milk in a truck. He's up earlier than me. The hotel I stayed at, the guy that was at reception, up earlier before me.
Yeah. So in actual fact, there are a lot of people who can get up just as early, if not earlier, than us.
Yeah, we haven't complained. That lady does not speak on behalf of me.
I wouldn't mind a sleep in, but...
Yeah, well, mate, we're off for 2 weeks.
Right, well, that just applies to you then, doesn't it? Old 10:30 wake up.
Yeah, we'll get one made for Grace next year. All right, Nathan, it is time to find out our cow. Our caller of the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, look, it was tough. It was hard to get it down to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got to pick one. But there can only be one cow, and they're scoring themselves a limited edition, exclusive pair of Jimmy and Nath budgie smugglers. Again, if you want to see them, on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. But Nath, please welcome to the show our cow, our caller of the last 3 weeks. It is Timmy from the set.
Timmy, welcome.
Hello.
Tim, mate, congratulations. You are the caller of the weeks for Summer Brekkie. You are a cow. How do you feel, mate?
Oh, I feel beautiful.
Yeah, you know what? You look beautiful. Yeah. I haven't seen you, Tim, but I'm sure you look beautiful.
You're a good-looking rooster, mate.
You've won yourself an exclusive pair of Jimmy Nath budgie smugglers. Do you have a pair of smugglers, Timmy?
No.
Yeah, mate. Well, you're getting a pair.
Yeah, you're happy to have ours?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Now, Timmy, we got to thank you because we were trying to give out our virtual hugs and kisses, radio hugs, radio kisses on New Year's Eve because, you know, the people of New South Wales and Victoria, you know, kissing was banned.
Yeah, it was.
And Timmy, you know, you were one of the only people that called up and wanted a, not just one kiss, you wanted a kiss and hug from the whole team. Now, Tim, I just want to replay something that happened. It was probably my favourite moment, not just of the last 3 weeks, but of the whole of 2020.
Tim from the Central Coast. G'day, Timmy. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. It's a bit wet.
Look, what?
We haven't even kissed you yet.
Oh, there it is. The greatest Timmy. Moment of the show in 2020.
You're a good man. Oh. Tim, do you remember that moment?
Yeah.
Did anyone hear you say that on the radio, Tim?
Yeah, everybody on the Central Coast, I don't know.
Well, Tim, what do they say to you, Tim?
Oh, they go, oh, we heard you on the radio. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, mate, luckily you'll get some budgie smugglers, so next time you're wet, you'll be appropriately dressed for it. So that'll be fantastic. Congratulations, mate. You are our caller of the week. You are our cow. Now, because you are so, Tim, there is one final thing we need you to do. You're a part of an exclusive paddock. We do need you to moo us out with your best moo. Are you happy to do that for us?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tim. Give us your biggest, loudest, longest moo.
Moo.
Ooh, I'm a bit wet after that.
This is Summer Breakfast with Jimmy and Nath on here.
Nath, a couple of weeks ago, you and me, we thought, look, you know, we're on the radio all around Australia. Mm. You know, we've got a bit of free time in our hands. We should try and land a big fish, a huge celebrity on the show.
The biggest fish.
The biggest fish. So we put it out to Australia and we said, who do you want us to go after? Now, the top three responses were Beyonce,
yep.
Zac Efron, mm-hmm. and Russell Coit.
Yeah.
So we put that up and then we went, all right, if these are the three that you want, let's narrow it down. Who is the number uno, the big fish, the big kahuna? And everyone said Russell Coit. And Nath, you and I, we got a bit coit up in it ourselves.
We're so coit up, got this feeling in, coit up. We don't know where he is, but we want him, yeah, we're wishing. We're so coit up.
Yeah, we want you, Russell.
Certainly do.
Just got so caught up in it, and we wanted to catch Coity and everyone, mate. It blew us away. People from the ages of 8 to 80 wanted us to land Russell Coit. Everyone would remember him from the greatest television show of all time, All Aussie Adventures.
All Aussie Adventures.
Iconic. Oh. Iconic.
And look, I'll be honest with you, Nath. We chatted to many people. We put stuff up online. We did all these phones. People were calling.
We've been around the country.
Yeah, producer Grace has been so busy trying to get in contact with the great man. And I can't believe what I'm about to say, Nath. But please, get the round of applause. It's in front of me. It's on the phone. It says here, get the round of applause ready for the big man himself, the head honcho, the big fish. It's Russell.
We're going.
Russell.
Hi, Jimmy. Hey, Nath. Oh. Lovely to speak to you guys. Happy New Year to you. And congratulations on the show. Wherever I am around Australia, I always tune into you guys. And gee whiz, you're good. I hope they appreciate you as much as I do because you keep me informed, you make me laugh, and music's great. And I'm just reading out what you told me that you wanted me to say.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Are we still going to pay you the 50 for that, Russ?
Yeah, no worries. That's all good, fellas. What's happening?
Mate, we're so stoked. I'm so glad that you've said that you listen to us all the time. I mean, we've only been around the country for about 2 weeks, but you know what? We've made an impression on you. Russell, we're so stoked that we've got you. I mean, what a weird year to try and get you on the show as well. COVID, obviously sweeping the world. How's COVID been for you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, I think of Australian, you know, everyone's a bit like me. I'm a legend. You guys are legends. We're all legends. We took it on. You know, it's like shearing a sheep. You start at the top and you work your way to the bottom. You pull the wool off and you move on to the next one. And that's my theory on life, really. And I'm so proud of Australia for what we've done. And you know, bring it on, I say, because we will handle it. Whatever they throw up, Aussies will survive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Russ, can I ask you something? Like Nathan and I have been wearing face masks. And I grew up in a small country town of Gundawindi, border of Queensland, New South Wales.
Yeah.
You know, my dad's not a big fan of the face mask. How do you feel about it?
Well, it's funny you should say that because he may well want to go out and buy my new face mask that I have just released. It's a G-string combo face mask. So if you're wandering around out in the bush, there's no one around, you wear a G-string, no problem at all. Go into a little town, pull it off, whack it on your face. And you've got everything covered. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
See it when you need it, and it's a G-string the rest of the time. And I'm wearing one now. I know I've sent a couple to you in the mail.
Yes.
I hope you're wearing G-strings today. And if you head out somewhere to a cafe or something, just drop the jacks and put the face mask on. You'll have everything covered. And people will look at you. They'll look at you with envy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Ruskin, I just want to say as well, yeah, thank you for sending them. Bold choice as well to put your face on them. I really did enjoy that little bit of
that. That's just so you know the inside from the outside.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's an arrow for which way the string goes. Do not tie the knot just here. See that? See that? Yeah, there's a knot that you've got to tie when it's a face mask. But when it's just a G-string, you tie it twice around the front and once up the middle. Yeah.
Okay, is this all your design, Russ?
Yeah. It's, me and a mate of mine out there, just near Kununurra, we came up with the idea and we hope it does well. And a percentage of it will go back to charity.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. How much do they go for, a pop for one of these?
$19.99, all available from my website, and pure artificial leather. Oh. So,
pure leather. I mean, Russ, I mean, obviously, yes, fantastic. Make sure you go and get the Russell Quad face mask.
Yeah,
G-string. G-string. It's awesome. Now, that's going to protect you against COVID, but we do know there is a new kind of element coming in to help protect people, the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine. Now, people are up in arms about this, anti-vaxxers, that kind of stuff. Where do you sit on the vaccine, Russell?
Look, you know, I'll be honest with you. I have made my own vaccine. It's a combination eucalyptus with a little bit of diesel combined with some 4X, and I'm trialling it on camels at the moment, and I'm getting very good results. So as soon as that is finished, the trial period, I've just got to do Lulu Bell and Big Boy Barry, and if they come up all right, I'm going to put it out there. I should sell it as a two-pack, the face mask and the vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll sell it from all good petrol stations. So just keep your eye out for that.
The Russell Coit combo.
Is it true the vaccine is also a hand sanitizer?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It covers everything. And if you run out of fuel in the middle of nowhere, just whack it in the tank and it'll probably get you to town. Yeah.
Russell, not many people know about your medical experience, obviously, putting that together. Do you just want to enlighten people a little bit about where you got the medical experience to be able to create such a vaccine?
Well, you know, I've studied a lot with different blokes over the years. You know, Steve Irwin, of course, the late great. The Leyland brothers, they helped me a lot. Troy Dan, all these blokes, we get together, we talk about things, and I've learned a lot. And if that's not a medical degree, I don't know what is.
Russ, you mentioned it. We're broadcasting all around Australia at the moment. We love this country of ours. Yeah. Unfortunately, Nathan and I are stuck in the studio. I know you've still been travelling, mate. Are you still travelling with the borders being closed?
Oh, look, I've had a few problems. I was up fishing on the Tweed River. And I pulled out a big barramundi, and I flicked around a bit, and I flicked it from New South Wales into Queensland. So I jumped in the boat, went over to Queensland, got picked up by the police for coming into. Well, it was actually, they booked me, put me in jail for 3 days, not because of the border control, because the fish was too small, it was underweight. But anyway, I was annoyed, but look, it's okay. They were just doing their job. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, absolutely. And as were you doing your job as well, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, Russ, big news as well. A couple of weeks ago, we saw it all over the news. Was there was a young girl, and she survived a snake bite because of you. She said, "I learned this because of Russell Coit." Can you tell us a bit what happened there?
Well, look, what can I say? I spread the good word. I'm doing this, you know, almost for free, and people take it on, they remember it, and that little girl, life was under threat, and she said to her mum, "I know what to do because Russell Coit told me." And as I said to the little girl, I said, you know, if you want to not nominate me for Australian of the Year, that's your decision. I haven't heard anything yet, but if you guys want to maybe fill in a form or two, maybe I'm thinking of Australian of the Year. It's funny we should be talking about this, because it also came up that they were going to change the national anthem. Oh. Now, I suggested that Russell Coit was in the national anthem. Not Gert by sea, but Coit by sea. I hear that the national anthem has changed, but I don't think they've put that in. I'll be honest, I'm a little bit annoyed, a little bit put out by that. I think it's something, I totally respect what the Australian government's trying to do, but I was a bit upset that they didn't change it. Anyway.
Well, Russ, I guess that's we just want to leave you with this. I mean, everyone listening to our show wanted to get you on the show. They wanted us to chat to you, mate.
Oh, you beat out Beyonce, you beat out Zac Efron.
Have you heard of Beyonce and Zac Efron?
Oh, look, Zach, I take on regular trips into the outback. He loves, he and I just get away. It's a bit of, he calls it a bit of me time. And Beyonce, we go, Beyonce and I go back away a long way. I sent her some songs a few years ago.
Yeah.
She didn't get back to me. But, because, you know, I write all my own songs. Yeah. I wrote a song for her called Beyonce Beyond the Beyonce World. And
catchy, yeah.
Yeah, and look, they did get back to a cease and desist, was I think the head of the letter it said. Cease and desist, otherwise it'll be court action. I don't know what that was all about, but anyway. All good now. But all good now.
All repaired.
All good. And I'm looking forward to spending some time in the outback with you guys.
Yeah.
And bring your G strings and let's get it on with a bit of boot scooting. And fellas, what a pleasure it has been to be on your show this morning.
Oh, Russell Coit, mate, we cannot thank you enough. We appreciate it. Australia appreciates it. If there's one thing you can leave the country with, some sort of message as we enter.
Inspirational quote.
Some sort of inspirational quote 2021. Into 2021. What do you want to say to the country, Russell?
I'm a legend. You're a legend. Link arms, Australia. We're all legends.
Oh.
For we are one.
Oh, here we go.
And we are many. Oh, yeah, whatever that song is. Is that the national anthem?
Across Australia, get that feeling.
You ready? Let's go, go, go.
This is Summer Breakfast with Jimmy and Nate on Hit.
Friday morning around the country, we did it! We did it! Russell Coit, 3 weeks. We tried to get him, and he called through. We had him, Jim. God, it was amazing.
Yeah, look, I know you. Another round of applause, Nate.
Oh,
can't believe it. For yourself, Nate, for you, producer Grace, and for Australia and me for coming up with the idea. It was a team effort, and we couldn't have done it without everyone. And I'll be honest with both of you, I can't believe that we got him.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe. I mean, I thought he doesn't do much media.
No, I thought when he was on I'm a Celebrity last night, because we'd been in contact, I was like, I reckon we can get him after that.
See,
he gave them 2 minutes. We just 10 minutes with Russell Coit.
Well, that's why I thought we wouldn't get him, because a national TV show only got him for 2 minutes.
I just didn't know where he was. We hadn't heard anything. I mean, you ruled out some places with your phone calls.
Mm.
But producer Grace, I mean, as soon as he was there last night, I was like, he'll call through.
Yeah. I heard he was off-grid as well, so he did make a special kind of...
He used a satellite phone.
Yeah.
He told us off-air.
Yeah.
He used a satellite phone to get onto us.
Well, look, there's a couple of things. I just really love this moment. This is the moment that we got him.
It's Russell Coit! Russell!
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, Nate. Lovely to speak to you guys. Happy New Year to you. And congratulations on the show. Wherever I am around Australia, I always tune into you guys. And gee whiz, you're good. I hope they appreciate you as much as I do, because you keep me informed. You make me laugh.
Can I just say, Jim, throughout the 3 weeks, you've been saying that Russell has been listening to the show. And producer Grace and I, we didn't believe you. We didn't believe you. But that confirms that he has been listening to the show. So I'm a little bit disappointed, because yesterday we did do 13, 10, 60, is your name Russell, and he didn't call through.
Nah,
well, like I said, he's been off grid.
So. Showbiz.
Showbiz.
No, he knew. We said we'd give it till Friday. He had his own TV show.
He wanted the build-up. Yeah,
he gets
okay.
it. He goes, I'm going to leave it till the last minute, the last hour of the last show. He gets it. But I'll tell you what, producer Grace, I'll be playing that audio in our next contract negotiations.
Mm.
What does he say? We're funny. He's listening.
Yeah, informative.
Oh.
He's wrong, but I mean, it's nice to hear that.
And again, I slipped him $50 to say that, but yeah, we don't need to talk about that. And look, there's, you know, it wasn't just a great chat. It was inspirational. Mm. I think you both agree. Mm.
Absolutely.
And we're all going to remember those words that he left us with.
I'm a legend. You're a legend. Link arms, Australia. We're all legends. For we are one.
Oh, here we go.
And we are many. Whatever that song is. Is that the national anthem?
A true patriot of the country.
Yeah, no, we need a new song. It's Russ is right.
We got him, Russell Coit, Summer Break. It's Jimmy Nath, it's Hit. What a way to go out. Nickelback around Australia for your Summer Brekkie. It has been Jimmy and A. Hit is your station. Friday morning, we welcomed you into 2021. Let us hope it is better. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Yeah, look, I can't believe it. We're not allowed to pick the music on the radio show, but Nath, you wanted to play your favourite band / favourite song.
Absolutely, Nickelback.
You know, we're off now, so what are they going to do?
Take us off? You can't.
Hey, look, it is Jimmy here, Nace here also, and producer Grace in the studio. We've had an absolute ball entertaining you for 3 weeks. Thank you for being part of the show. If you don't know who we are, we do the breakfast show in Hobart, so we're heading back there in 2 weeks after we enjoy a much-deserved break.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? So, look, if you want to follow us...
but are we ever off? You know what I mean?
Never truly off. Always on.
Always on. Mate. My life is radio.
So, look, if you do want to still follow us, at Jimmy and Nath on Instagram, Jimmy and Nath on Facebook.
You can get the podcast. If you still want to be a part of the show, hit us up on Instagram, download the podcast. You can find all of that on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath.
Someone did message us on Instagram and just went, oh, boys, I'm going to miss you so much. And I was like, no, you can still listen to the podcast. We'll get there. And he goes, nah, it's too hard.
Fair enough.
You know, the honesty, I appreciate that. And also, just quickly, Nathan and I and Producer Grace actually went to radio camp. But we're all massive radio fans. You know, we love what we do and we love filling in. But hey, look, you know, give whatever show comes back, give them all your love, give them support. We're all trying to do the same thing. We're trying to entertain you, trying to bring you some laughs in the morning, maybe some information, maybe make you cry, whatever it is. We're all doing our best job. And it can be very difficult doing this job. So, you know, cut your shows a little bit of slack. I know everyone's had some change around the traps, but hey, look, you know, I know everyone that I've met in this industry is trying to do their best and is trying to entertain you. So show those shows a little bit of love. But guys, round of applause, massive round of applause for us in Australia. We got Russell Coit.
We got Russell Coit. We set ourselves a challenge 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago to get Russell Coit, a big fish on the show, as voted by the people of Australia. Jim, we had him on earlier this morning, 8 a.m. We didn't think we'd get him. If you do want to hear that chat, you can go and listen to it. It's on the podcast. Blew me away that we got him. And he left us with a message, Jim.
Yeah, look, before we do say goodbye, I think we should look. I've been saying adios, Australia, to end the show. I'd love, Nath, you to join me and producer Grace for you to join me as well. Is there anything else you guys want to say before we hear Russell's message of goodbye for Australia?
Mate, I think Russell says it all.
I think so too. But it has been a pleasure.
Why did you ask? That's your fault. That is your fault. You did that.
Grace, you didn't do anything wrong there. You're right. Yeah. I shouldn't have asked. 100%
your fault.
Her pleasure. Lucky we got Russell Coit. This is Russell's message for Australia.
I'm a legend. You're a legend. Link arms, Australia. We're all legends. For we are one.
Oh, here we go.
And we are many. Whatever that song is. Is that the national anthem?
3, 2, 1.
Adios, Australia!
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.